Happy birthday, Q. Or title? What title? A Dusau story written and read by Tora. This story is rated G, and it's set post-Call of the Wild with some background Fraser and Kowalski shit. What is that mutt doing now? Fraser looked up from the carving in his hands and across the open area around their cabin to the tree line where Deef was clearly up to something. Tilting his head to the side, Fraser considered his wolf companion's actions. I can't be certain, but it would appear that he's pruning. Ray blinked once at Fraser and then a second time before looking back to Deef, considering, and shaking his head. Okay, Fraser, why is your wolf pruning that bush? I really couldn't say, Ray. Perhaps he's gathering shrubberies for some reason. Gathering? Ray trailed off before barking out a laugh and bumping his partner's shoulder with his own. You freak! I knew you liked that movie more than you were letting on. He shook his head again. A shrubbery. They sat together on the bench on their porch, watching their furry friend for a few minutes, before both gave up understanding the wolf as a lost cause, and returned to the tasks in their hands. Fraser with his knives and a lovely chunk of last year's Douglas fir, and Ray with a 6-month-old copy of New Boxer. Deef, meanwhile, gave neither man any attention, and continued on with his task of carefully choosing branches off the best bushes and low-lying trees and snapping them off with his sharp teeth. Once he had a few good sprigs, he'd gather them up in his mouth, trot to a secret spot near the back door beside a gathering of rocks Ray had collected over the years, and quietly dug away some of the snow, revealing yet more branches and even some early spring shoots. He added his newest prizes, nosing through all his collection to make sure none had wilted too badly, and to make sure no one had stolen any, before turning around and burying the greenery beneath the white powder again. Looking around him, he chose a new direction and began his job all over again. It was 3 days before Deef had his chance to enact his plan. This was the first time his humans had left on their own, leaving him to guard the den by himself. He waited, listening until he felt their jeep had rumbled far enough away he was sure they would not turn around and come back to the cabin for something they'd forgotten. Finally, he stood up and shook himself hard, stretching fully and gracefully, and then took a short detour into the kitchen to ferret out some of those nice cookies he was sure Ray had hidden the last of a few weeks previously. Once he was satisfied he'd found all that were left, Deef brushed the excess crumbs off his muscle by rubbing against the blanket on the couch before finally trotting over to the back door, lifting himself up onto his back paws so that he could use his front paws to pull the lever down. This new style of handle had been a gift from Ray. The blonde man had made a grand production of showing it to Deef before it was installed. Deef was fairly sure that Ray had given it to him as a thank you for letting him join the pack, though Ray had never actually said so. Fraser had always used those annoying round knobs on his doors before, which Deef disliked trying to open. Far too slippery and tasting of chemicals in the metal, but this new flat handle was much easier for him to get his paws on top of, and he could easily use his own weight to pull it down, unlatching and opening the door with minimal effort on his part. And as long as Deef was good about pulling the door shut behind him, by way of a small rope tied onto the handle on the other side, neither human seemed to mind Deef coming and going on his own judgment. In truth, the humans seemed quite pleased with the situation, as it meant they no longer had to get out of their warm bed in the morning to let him out, and again to let him back in. Ray especially had disliked that job, after they had become settled into the cold of their home territory. Deef liked Ray. He was a very good addition to the pack, which was something he often took great pains to point out to Fraser, who had taken far too long in going about asking Ray to join. This time, however, Deef left the doorway open and walked the few paces over to his hidden spot, and, looking around to make sure no one was watching in order to steal his prizes, he dug them up again and began the job of carrying the best bits back into the house. It took a few trips, but by the time he was done, he had a good-sized pile of leaves and shoots and branches, and even a few tiny flowers mixed in, the first of the season. He returned to the door one last time to make sure it was closed. Fraser was very fond of reminding him he had fur of his own, but that in no way meant Diefenbaker did not like a warm den just as well as his other companions, before finally beginning the hardest part of his task. He started by finding the small, well-cushioned footstool Ray liked to rest his feet on at night, which was just large enough for Deef to curl up upon the rest of the time. Pressing his haunch against it, he began the slow process of moving it across the room. It took far longer than he thought it would, and he wasn't sure how much longer his human companions would be gone, so he wasted no time to rest before starting the next and even harder step. Once the stool was pushed up against the large glass tank on the table by the wood stove, he climbed up upon it and used his front paws and nose to pry off the top of the tank. It took a long time and a great deal of wolfish grumbling before he finally managed to pry the lid up and push it aside, leaving half the tank uncovered. The tank was covered in a scent by the time he was done, but its occupant never seemed to mind that. Jumping up onto the slim edge of the table not occupied by the tank, Deef leaned in and gave a soft woofle to get the attention of his friend inside. He got no response. Sighing, Deef got down and crossed the room to his pile of goodies, gathered up a mouthful before crossing the room again, and got up onto the table and dropped them dramatically onto the tank's occupant. That finally got Turtle's attention. Slowly, Turtle stuck his head out and blinked up at Deef with languid curiosity, mixed with mild annoyance at his nap being interrupted. Deef woofled and nosed the greenery towards him before getting down and repeating the process four more times. When he was finished, Turtle's tank was filled with more greenery than he usually got inside of a month. Turtle reached out and pulled in a mouthful of something sharp, dark green and spicy, and mulled over it quietly before giving Deef a series of soft, happy head bobs. Deef chuffled happily and leaned in again to lick a broad stripe across Turtle's shell. "Birthday," Deef told him. Turtle gave another series of nods before reaching out for one of the little pink flowers to chew on. "Happy," Turtle replied. Pleased that his gift was well received, Deef gave Turtle another quick lick and hopped off the table, not bothering to cover the tank again. Not because he couldn't, simply because he didn't feel that that job needed his attention at the time, and curled up on the stool beneath the tank, enjoying the heat of the cabin and falling into a pleased sleep, content to listen to the oh-so-quiet sounds of his hard-backed packmate chewing on his gift in his own thankful way. Quick little author's note. I wrote this story as a birthday fic for QE2, and since I wanted to get it posted actually on her birthday, I didn't take the time to actually come up with the title, because I wrote it very, very late in the game. And then, after getting it posted, I kind of forgot to give it a title, and now I just can't think of one, so that's why it's just called Happy Birthday, Q. So, happy birthday, Q.